Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Just keep coming till change takes place. Lives are changed and broken fellowship is restored and things that have hindered people are taken out and the blinders are removed and their lives, they can see it. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is moving. And God is blessing. And God is there in our midst. He says, just come to Him with all your heart. Come to Him sincerely. Come to Him out of a, Lord, I got to have this. I'm not just praying to make up some time. God, I'm committing myself to this. Amen? Why is this so important? Because we're going to be persecuted just like they were in the book of Acts. And there's going to be struggles. The enemy's going to come at us. Are you hearing me? Look in Acts chapter 4, and we're going to close this and take a moment and pray. But I want you to look here. In Acts chapter 2, they get filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 3, Peter and John go to prayer and get a man healed on the way to prayer. Most churches can't get a person healed after prayer. Help us, Jesus. Amen. But they've been, Peter and John have gone to prayer, and they get this. And in the fourth chapter, they get thrown in jail, and then they get brought before the religious folks. You know what I'm saying? And then they're going to get questioned. And they all know there's a miracle, but let's pick it up in Acts 4:17. This is what the religious folks do. Does this sound a little bit like today? But in order that they may not spread further among the people and the nations, let us warn and forbid them and with a stern threat to speak any more to anyone in this name or about this person. Amen. We're not going to have that kind of talk. We don't agree with it, and we're going to shut you down. We're going to keep you from saying what you need to say. You don't think it's coming? Let me tell you what, folks. Whenever they try to pass rules in our Congress that you can't say mom, dad, son, and daughter, and grandma, and grandpa anymore, you better get ready. Okay? It's not so much different now than it was a couple thousand years ago. Are you hearing me? You better hear me. And if you're mad, you better forgive and repent and get right back in there with me again. Amen? Because the church is going to come under fire. We're getting closer to the end. And the Lord tells us all of this stuff. And we better have ourselves ready. Are you listening to me? And I'm not talking about getting persecuted by Democrats or Republicans or this one or that. I'm talking about the world is out to shut the church's mouth and keep us from doing what we're called to do. So what are we going to do? These were religious people trying to shut down Peter and John. Don't talk anymore. We don't want to hear that anymore. Okay? Verse 18. So they summoned them and imperatively instructed them not to converse in any way or teach at all or about the name of Jesus. You can't preach against sin. That's a hate crime. You can't call certain things out. That's wrong. You can't preach this. You can't be out there so absolute that you got to tell. After all religions are good and all religions are heading towards God. No, all religions are heading towards hell. Only Jesus Christ is heading towards God. Okay? Jesus didn't say, I'm one of the ways. He said, I am the way. Are you hearing me? And we better get that down. We better get this real good. Because you see, now Peter and John, they are faced with a decision. Do I compromise and let the world determine the new normal of the church? Or do I hook up with what God said on the day of Pentecost is the new normal for the church? So what happens? Verse 19, but Peter and John replied to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you and obey you rather than God, you must decide, judge. But we ourselves cannot help telling what we have seen and heard. You're not going to, I'm sorry, you can't stop us. You are not going to quieten us down. We can't help but tell you, I had an experience with God, and you can't talk me out of it. Jesus, my Lord, and you can't tell me to be quiet about it. I know what the Lord can do for you, and I'm not going to sit back and keep it to myself. Do what you got to do. Make whatever judgments you got to make. But you are not going to silence the church. We're going to be bold for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what did they do? They release them and threaten them some more. Then pick it up in verse 23. After they were permitted to go, the apostles returned to their own company. See, folks, they're still in it together. You need a company. Are you listening to me? And we need to have our own company. What's that mean? We believe together, we pray together, we struggle together, we fight together, we rejoice together, we stand together, and nothing divides us because we have a purpose, and the purpose is to bring what God said is supposed to happen in these last days to everybody that's around us. Hallelujah. So they go back to their own company and told all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they all cried and moaned and got together and tried to set up a council to figure out how they could... No, that's not what they did they? You know what they did when they heard that? And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together with one united mind to God. The whole group got together. And you know what they did when they first started off? We won't take time to read it. They just started praising God and declaring how great He is. They didn't come together, oh God. The first thing they did, worship God and declare how great He is, how He made everything, and He's God. And then you get down here to verse 29, and here's where we're going to bring this thing to a close. And now, Lord, observe their threats. Lord, look what they're doing. Lord, look down on them and observe their threats. And grant to your bond servants that we can go out and shoot them in the dark. No. That we can go out and throw rocks in their windows. So we can go out? No, no, no. What is it they're wanting to do? How are they going to counter the hatred and anger of religion that's coming against them? And now, Lord, observe their threats and grant to your bond servants full freedom to declare your message fearlessly. Fearlessly. Lord, let us stand up without fear and boldly proclaim that you are Lord. Right in the midst of their threats. Let us love them and care for them and share with them the truth no matter what's going on. And let us do it, Lord, with a conviction that we're fearless and they can see you in our lives. And then look what they did. They didn't stop there. While you, Lord, stretch out. See, they're wanting the Lord involved with them. They don't want to just go do this so they look at them. While you, Lord, stretch out your hand to cure and to perform signs and wonders through the authority and the power of the name of your holy child and servant, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Lord, we're not in this by ourselves. They're not just attacking us, they're attacking you. How do you know that, Brother Huffman? I'm going to tell you how I know that. Remember whenever Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus, and the Lord appeared to him on the road, he said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Well, Saul was throwing Christians in jail. But the Lord said He was persecuting him because the Lord says, when you persecute mine, you persecute me. And so they understood that. They understood it wasn't about them. It was about the religion and the sin of the day trying to shut down the truth of Jesus' Lordship. And they were attacking Jesus, not just them. So they asked the Lord to give them a fearless boldness to preach and proclaim His truth. And then they asked the Lord to get involved, to stretch forth His hand and to perform miracles and signs and wonders. And it says in verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place in which they were assembled was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they continued to speak the word of God with freedom and boldness and courage. Hallelujah. So what do we need to do? We need to pray for the rain, folks. We need to go to God and we see and they say, Lord, look at the mess that this nation is in. Look at the mess the church has been in. Look at all the things that's been going on. And Lord, start with us. Lord, give us a spirit of repentance and help us to feel the anguish and the hurt of all that's gone on. And Lord, help us to turn to you with all of our hearts. Help us, Lord, to clean up and to want you more than we want anything else. And then, Lord, after you hear us, give us a boldness and a fearlessness to preach and proclaim and tell and declare your goodness to everybody. Even if they threaten our lives, let us, Lord, love them enough and love you enough and be devoted enough to you that we will stand there in the face of conflict and care for them and tell them the truth. Not tell them the truth to debate with them, not to tell them the truth to try to prove to them that we're something spiritual, but to reveal you, Lord Jesus, to a lost, hurting, dying people. See, folks, you can say the right thing, but have the wrong motive, and it just creates more problems. But when you get your motives hooked up with your methods, oh my God, and they're all submitted to the Lord. And the reason you're being bold and fearless is because you care for people. Listen, you know Jesus, you know what Jesus said? He said you're to pray for those who despitefully use you. He didn't say pray for them to die either. It said me. We need to pray for them to be saved. We need to pray the blinders off their minds. We need to pray the Lord of harvest and laborers across their path. We need to pray for God to pour out His Spirit. You know, it's amazing when the Spirit of God gets to move and people get saved that you would have never thought would get saved. Amen. Some of the meanest people you ever knew can become some of the sweetest people you'll ever meet when the rain is being poured out.
Here we are.
Are you hearing me? So what do we need to do? We need to go before God and we need to pray for this rain and we need to pray, Lord, let it start with us. Let repentance and forgiveness and renewal start in us. Revive us that we can live before you. Fill us with a fresh anointing. And Lord, give us a passion, a fearlessness, and a boldness with the right motives. Not just so we can prove that we're smarter or we're better. Lord, we're here to proclaim you as the answer to their hurts. Listen, a mean person, you know, whenever, actually Joshua and Anna were little and we took them downtown to the thing with Hook. Remember the movie Hook? We went down and saw it. You know, Robin Williams with the grown-up pan. And at the end, you know, after Captain Hook has gone through all this stuff and he's been mean, you know, the little girl comes up to, you know, Pan, who's her daddy, says, "Daddy, let's go home. He just needs a mommy." I mean, the guy's tried to kill everybody and everything else. She says, "He just needs a mommy." And so they leave. And you know what? Instead of getting all crazy with all the crazy that's going on, why don't we look out and say, they just need a Jesus. They just need to feel God's love and God's presence. And God, you're greater than all this. And we pray for a boldness and a passion that we can share your good news with a lost, hurting, dying world. Amen?
Amen.
And you know what it says? That God shook that place, filled them all with the Holy Ghost because God got all involved in that prayer. Amen? And you read later on that with great power and authority, the apostles did mighty wonders and signs through the name of Jesus. God, answer that prayer.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.